With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Firefighters continue to battle Los Angeles wildfires as the return of strong winds threaten their fight.
Firefighters are here cutting brush, trees, or anything else that could provide fuel to the fire. Doing this is just one of the ways they're trying to stop the fire spread. Whole neighborhoods have been destroyed. Row after row of homes burned to the ground. Many residents in the impacted areas have not been able to return to find out if their homes survived. Many will be holding their breath as high winds are expected to come back through the region.
As correspondent Ty O'Neill, another 84,000 people have been warned that they might be ordered to evacuate. Also at SRNNews.com, in his opening statement in his confirmation hearing for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, says he will pursue the objectives set forth by President-elect Donald Trump.
The Department of Defense under Donald Trump will achieve peace through strength. And in pursuing these America First national security goals, will remain patriotically apolitical and stridently constitutional.
The former combat veteran, author, and TV news show host calls himself a change agent as senators weigh his role as civilian leader of the U.S. military. The government releases its latest report on wholesale prices.
U.S. wholesale prices rose 0.2% last month, totaling a 3.3% increase from 1 year earlier. That's according to the latest report from the Labor Department. The Producer Price Index tracks inflation before it hits consumers. Rising energy costs were to blame, led by an increase in gasoline prices. Core inflation for wholesale goods was unchanged from November.
That's correspondent Jennifer King reported. On Wall Street, stocks have fallen lower. The Dow Industrial Average is down 83 points now, and the Nasdaq Composite losing 116. This is SRN News. The Senate prepares to vote on abortion.
Majority Leader John Thune says he will call a vote on the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act this month. That measure requires that doctors, nurses, and all medical personnel render life-saving assistance to any baby who manages to survive an abortion attempt. The vote is expected to take place shortly before the annual March for Life here in Washington on January 24th, which will see thousands of pro-lifers gather in the nation's capital. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With decades of moral decay taking their toll on the U.S. conservative lawmakers across the country, pushing to introduce more Christianity to public school classrooms, providing voluntary Bible classes, and urging the posting of the Ten Commandments. The efforts come as President Trump prepares to take office, pledging to champion the First Amendment right to pray and read the Bible in school. Mr. Trump and his fellow Republicans also support school choice. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court rejects Utah's attempt to reclaim public lands from the federal government.
Utah argues local control would be more responsive and allow access to revenue from taxes and development projects. Federal agencies control about 70% of Utah's land. The complaint sought control of about half of that, which still amounts to an area nearly as large as South Carolina. The parcels are used for things like energy production, grazing, mining, and recreation. Utah's world-famous national parks and national monuments would have stayed in federal hands. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Conservative members of the Freedom Caucus will comprise a majority of the Wyoming House, shifting power away from more moderate or mainstream Republicans. The conservative group has launched an ambitious five-and-dime plan to pass five priority bills targeting immigration, diversity, and tax cuts within the first 10 days. More details at SRNNews.com.